Wednesday, November 8th. President was in early this morning. I didn't get in until a little later. He was poring over the vote analysis, and Data had talked to Harry Dent about getting out the line on what the president had done for candidates. He was concerned about how we handle a low vote turnout. Wanted to be sure we established the records of number of states, the record plurality or majority, what was LBJ's. Wanted to make sure we started pissing on the party before they piss on us. Hit them for bad candidates, bad organization, and so on. Ziegler bounced in, said he was going to announce Haig and was going to announce the cabinet and staff meetings. And the president told him to tell him that the meetings were not to discuss anything. The purpose is to initiate a series of discussions over the next 30 days with regard to the second term and the planning. The president and I then went into the staff meeting. He opened the thing by saying that, making reference to the fact that this was last night had been an election night where he'd gotten a lot more sleep than he was accustomed to getting in his elections, that there were to be no vacations now. We need to get the organization set in place for the next term, concentrate on the budget, reorganizing the staff and departments, that he intends a very significant reorganization of the White House staff, and he'll discuss that later with the people concerned. At the moment, he wants them to know he's very proud of this staff, that they're accused of a lot of things. Maybe the most frequent accusation is that they are efficient, and to that we should plead guilty. They're also loyal, and they've gotten a lot done. We'll continue to have problems with the Congress, but we have more influence now because of the majority. Everyone will have suggestions on how to improve his own office. There's no sacred cows. We should tear up the pea patch and the organization, the cabinet, new agencies, and so on. As far as your plans are concerned, we'll, each of you individually, will work them out after thorough discussion, trying to develop the best place for everybody. After the Eisenhower midterm victory, we didn't change things enough. Maybe a president shouldn't serve more than 4 years, but I'm not ready to raise that question yet. Then he went into his Disraeli story about the exhausted volcano. He said that didn't apply to the individuals, but does apply to the entity. And a responsible leader has to be sure that we don't fall into that. It's the responsibility of the leader to be sure we don't fall into that situation. We can't climb to the top and look down into the embers. We've got to still shoot some sparks, vitality and strength, and then we'll get some of that from new people, both in the cabinet and here in the staff. So this is not a case where we say goodbye and start all over, but we do say thank you. We want your views, want to know what you'd like to do. Whatever you decide, these are the members of the first team. You all helped to make possible what happened. Needless to say, the staff was ecstatic. I stayed on after the president left and covered the specific details of how we're handling the transition period while he went and opened the cabinet meeting. He spoke to the cabinet for about an hour, and again, I went in after he had left and followed up on the details of getting them all to submit their resignations and having their departmental meetings, etc., to work out the follow-up on that. I had a call into Connolly, he was ecstatic, especially pleased that Texas was going to go over a million. He had a few ideas on staff people that he wants us to consider, although he said most of his people weren't looking for jobs. I made the point that we wanted them in order to get some good Democratic representation in the new administration structure, not just to pay them off. On the plane to Florida this afternoon, the president got into the whole media reaction and line thing. He wants Ziegler to put a total embargo on Time and Newsweek. There's to be no background to CITE regarding election night or anything else at any time. He wants total discipline on the press. They're to be used as enemies, not played for help. Wants a story out that a private poll among the White House press showed that 80 out of 89 supported McGovern. He's told me to tell Henry it's okay for him to talk to Evans and Novak, but not to the other people. He made the point that most second terms have been disasters and that someone should write this because he's determined that his won't be. Wants to get a leak out that we'll have a major shakeup at state and defense. Feels we need to get across the points that he's outlined earlier on the election analysis. BB had a big crowd at Homestead and another one at Key Biscayne when the chopper landed. And that ended the day after, end of November 8th.